seems to me that the so-called Facebook whistleblower is a double agent of sorts. It seems to me, as I listen more to what she has to say, she really wants more censorship, more control over what you're allowed to see, say, hear, and read. Right? That's the way it seems to me. Got to get after these domestic terrorists, these terrible parents and so forth. They can't talk like that. This kind of nonsense. So when Facebook shut down, was it real or was it a put on? Nobody knows for sure. Meanwhile, people like Elizabeth Warren want to cut Facebook into pieces because of the power they have. Mark Zuckerberg spent $350 million buying voting machines around the country. Also something very bizarre. And so others have popped up into the space that want to say, listen, there's more than one game in town. John Willis is the CEO of Free Space Social Media Incorporated. Free Space Social Media Incorporated is a brand new social media launch. He's with me now. John, good to see you. Glad to have you here. Now, there's a new free speech alternative to Facebook, Twitter. First of all, very competitive place. Getter, the most recent to launch that I've seen, Get Press. What are you going to offer that's going to be different, that's going to attract eyeballs and users?
So, you know, we're a different platform with regards to what we can offer. We have many features that Getter or Clout Hub do not have. We do have a full-on news feeds, live video, encrypted chat. We have pretty much everything that you would want in a social media platform without all the manipulative algorithms or bias censorship that you typically find on big tech platforms like Twitter or Facebook.
So you have news feeds, live video, you can chat back and forth, you said encrypted. Okay, so it sounds like standard fare. Why are people going to find free space to be more inviting, more interesting? How are you going to compete?
So what's interesting about our approach is that we're not gearing ourselves up to be a pure political app, you know, where people look at us as being another Parler or another Getter. The people are looking for a true alternative to Facebook where they can, you know, post pictures of their kids. They can post articles about, you know, whatever they want to post about. Instead of just being strictly about conservative politics. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to appeal to a much broader audience. I'll give you an example. About 3-4 weeks ago, we sponsored the Vitor Belfort Evander Holyfield fight. And so that was our way to say, hey, we're not political. We're also getting into athletics, to professional sports and that type of thing. And so, you know, we are really trying to branch outwards to show people, hey, this is a much bigger tent than just to those who are being alienated by big tech. We want everybody to get away from big tech, to come over to us so they can truly post what they want without fear of any type of censorship. And I think what we found with big tech as of late, especially within the past year, that they are censoring things, fact-checking things that you would just never think is possible, that things that you would never even believe, like even fact-checking satirical memes, jokes.
Right.
Those type of things, it's just gotten out of hand.
But John,
In
fairness, everything's political these days. I mean, it is. Whether it's the pandemic, the vaccines, it's all political. The southern border. I mean, I don't know that your conversations, however your news feed works and is set up, you can't avoid that sort of thing. I mean, that's just whether it's liberal or conservative or somewhere in the middle, which is less people all the time. I mean, that's who the country has become. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it's where we are today, and I don't know that anything changes that. But there must be some way that you can allow free speech without allowing people to instigate, I guess, what concerns people. People that go there and create the opportunity to mischief, I suppose. I mean, are there ways that you have guardrails? I don't know what you would call it. I'll just call them guardrails. I'm kind of old school.
Sure. Yeah, so we have a good moderation program that we use to moderate posts that people make. Now, what's different with our approach compared to what you would see on a Facebook or Instagram, for instance, is that we look strictly at our terms of service that say, do not post pornography, do not threaten to kill people. You know, just very common sense type of rules. You know, think of it like a football field. You've got 100 yards with out of bounds lines. If you go out of bounds, you know, you're going to have to face a consequence with it, but you can hit each other as hard as you want within those 100 yards, within those out of bounds lines. But with our standpoint, with when it comes to moderation, we want to be sure that people aren't posting things that are truly offensive, not something that would be perceived offensive because it's a quote from someone that you don't like. You know, I truly believe there's a difference between hate speech and hated speech. And so what we are trying to do is we're trying to use common sense moderation when it comes to our platform. And, you know, our approach is we want everybody to be on there. We want liberals. We want conservatives. We want to be a true alternative to Facebook. But with that, everyone still has to play by the same rules. And if you're posting pornography, you're gone. It's just going to happen. You're going to be gone. But, you know, if you want to post something about Trump, or you want to post something about Biden, we're not going to censor that because mainly that's not our place. Our place is not to censor political opinions. Our place is to censor truly offensive content like pornography.
So tell me about how long have you been out there? How long have you been engaged? How many users do you have? What's your business model? Again, because it's a very competitive area, as you know. As a matter of routine, Facebook and Twitter, they smash the competition like vermin. It's what they do. They've got the money to do it. They use money as a weapon, as you well know. And how do you compete? How many users? How many people are involved? Where are we in the process?
Yeah, so we launched our program in the app stores February 1st of this year. You know, when President Trump was kicked off of Twitter and Facebook, as well as when Parler was shut down, we saw an opportunity to launch this platform, and we were able to build it and launch it within a number of weeks, about 3 weeks. We put it together with our parent company that we have in Frisco, Texas. And since then, you know, we've been through our beta phase, going through a bunch of testing, making sure that we work out all the bugs. But, you know, since then, we've been able to really launch it and to put some very strategic partnerships together. For instance, we brought on Dr. Ben Carson, who is on my advisory board. We have, you know, Vitor Belfort. We have Nick Vujicic, who's a world-renowned public speaker and author. So, you know, we have Jakub Boyens, who I'm sure you've probably had on your show. I know he's been on the Real America's Voice Network. He is actually the president of Free Space.
Yeah.
So Jakub is actually the president of Free Space. And so, you know, we're really trying to take a different approach with regards to even our corporate setup and who we're bringing on to make sure that we have the right team to face whatever's ahead of us. So, you know, we've had over 50,000 downloads as a platform so far. And we've just started doing our full marketing push as we've gone out of beta phase into our full launch.
And so the full launch has started now and you're rolling it. What are your goals? We only got about 30 seconds here, John, but what are your goals for participation, say, by Christmas?
By Christmas, we're hoping to have well over 200,000 users, which we think is more than doable with what we have planned with our marketing plan. So we have a big announcement coming out next week that we want you to stay tuned for, which will definitely cause some headlines. You know, we've got a lot of great things planned. We're really excited for our future.
My theory is, why wait? You're right here. You can tell me right now.
Because my CMO won't let me.
Well, sure. Well, what are you, Joe Biden? You're getting yanked around by your handlers? I'm just kidding you, John. John Willis, CEO of Free Space Social Media. I wish you well. It's a competitive space. Takes some guts to get in there, but you're an American. God bless you for doing it. Thank you, sir.
You too, my friend. Have a great morning.
There you have it. John Willis, everybody. Going into a place that's tough and rough and tumble for sure. Back in a moment.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right. Your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by a million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.